there isn't so much of that heat or that kick to it.
Do you know that Filipinos are great? They have great music, too.
They have what?
Great music scenes in Filipina, at least what I have seen in YouTube.
Oh, really?
They have a lot of great death metal bands.
Really?
Like, it's crazy. Because
I would have never known.
Dude, that's the thing. In Puerto Rico, usually people sing reggaeton or music like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Puerto Rico, there's a really great death metal scene.
Really?
For real. It's
oh, man.
Stupid.
That's so
and
cool.
And they're great musicians, but that's the thing. They don't get like the coverage that they need.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I think that the Filipino bands that I have heard in YouTube are crazy good. The
yep.
musicians.
Hmm.
Damn, it's like, what the fuck do they eat? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, sorry for the F word. But
right,
like,
right.
Dude, they're crazy good. I love music. I could be talking about that 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have to give me your recommendations. Like, I guess, like, I've just been listening to, like, the music I listened to when I was younger. Like, I've been trying to find, like, new bands, but then
you know what
happens
with that? I'm gonna explain you why. Mm-hmm. There are some times in your life that you have time to listen to music.
Yeah, when you're younger.
And mm-hmm. you actually relate it to it. Mm-hmm. Usually, when we get to that time, mm-hmm. after that, it's really that we pick new music. Spotify mm-hmm. did a study, statistics, mm-hmm. that they say that after 23 years old and up, mm-hmm. that men's don't really change what they are listening, that what they were listening already to.
Yeah.
That is rare that they get into music, that they might discover mm-hmm. a few songs by listening to other things, but right away they turn back to what they were really listening. That's the right. beauty of Spotify and all those software, that they understand the logistics on listening.
Mm-hmm.
As a musician, that's really crazy. It changed the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because like I don't use Spotify. I try to get word of mouth if I can. I mean, that's my own fault because I'm not actively seeking the music. But yeah, like when we were younger, it's like you could go through albums, you could go through bands, and just find what you like.
You know,
now, like you don't have the time almost.
You know what? In my case, I am kind of lucky mm-hmm. because in my work, as long as I do my job mm-hmm. and as long as I help in what I need to do, I could keep listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if I stop doing my job, they will tell me, like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
But I continue looking for new music, looking for new trends. And that's why I know a lot of bands, but it's because of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I miss about the times that you're saying, buying the album and is that actually when you bought the album,
mm-hmm.
you have something physically concrete,
mm-hmm.
and you got in love with the book, with the lyrics, you went through it, even the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't know that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting how the evolution of technology has kind of taken away that aspect of music.
Funny thing is that when our first album, I first thought that not printed it in CD or physical CD, because it's what